Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to another edition of the OHIO podcast. I'm your host, Buckeye Boggs. That man over there is the wild man, Chris Wilds. We will shortly be joined by the myth, the legend, in the know, JR. Aaron will be back hopefully in a week. I did speak with him today, or was it yesterday? I don't know. The days are all running together. I got taxes done this weekend, so my brain is a little fried, to say the least. But Aaron will be back with us shortly. Maybe the reason why he's MIA, as Donald Hoffer alludes to here, he's being interviewed by one Ryan Day as the new running backs coach. Can I be honest with you, Chris?
I don't know. It's a bad choice.
I think Aaron could do it, actually. I really do believe that Aaron would be a good choice for coach, running back coach. And right on cue, he's the myth, the legend himself, in the No JR's with us. Having a good day there, brother?
I am. Sorry I was late.
No, that's okay. It's fashionably late, as they say in the biz.
Yes.
Hey, guys, we are the official podcast of Fansided and Scarlet and Game. Head on over to scarletgame.com. Check out many great articles. We also have our own website. Go on over to theohiopodcast.com and check out all the goodies and articles that you'll see there, including articles about our newest national champion, Jamie. Jesse. What's his last name? Gosh, I forget already.
You better get this one right.
Yeah, or he'll come beat me up, right? Yeah. Anyways, we have a new national champion in wrestling, so we're really excited about that. Is it Mentor? Jesse Mentor, isn't it? I got to look it up now.
I think that's the old Michigan defensive coordinator. Yeah.
Jesse Mendez. Jeez. Gosh.
You're going the right way for a body slam there, Skippy.
I know. This is not going well. This is right off the bat. I'm just going to have to do less talking today. Jesse Mendez. I watched that yesterday. It was a lot of fun. It was actually a really good event to check that out. Thank you, dear. My wife just delivered my nice warm tea this evening as we get going. Anyways, head on over to theohiopodcast.com. Check that out. There's we'll talk about this later in the show, guys. But tonight we've got some interesting things we need to discuss. The running back coach, obviously, we need to talk about that. We need to also talk about the rumor and news coming out of Ohio State that the freshmen are flat out balling. Balling is what I'm hearing. Like, yes. We've got not one, but maybe a few freshmen. One in particular who's probably going to see the field as a starter, maybe. And we're going to have to talk about that. Chris, turn your volume up just a smidge, I think. We need to get your volume up just a tiny bit. All right, so let's dive into that. We have all of you in the chat this evening. Gosh, great number already in the chat this evening. We even have our friend Skeeter from over at the Woods Water Mizzou podcast. Everyone looks good in spring. There we go. This is true.
That's true.
That is true, especially when they're being defended by air, right? I mean, come on. That's the thing. we're rich. Eric's sharing his taxes with us. Not quite, my friend, not quite. We do live under the same government, I'm afraid, so not going to be a whole lot of tax sharing going on. Ryan Wickerham's in the house tonight. Good to see Ryan. He said looking forward to June 22nd. There will be some current Buckeyes at the camp, some former players. Chris and I have been invited to come and do a podcast from this camp that Ryan Wickerham some of the Ohio State players are running. So really looking forward to that. So, and, of course, it wouldn't be an Ohio State podcast without Big Mac Mary in the house reminding us to boil her up. It's easy to boil her up when you're winning by 40 some points in the land of 32. So yeah, and she's also waiting on Aaron. Yes, Adam Dowling, Jesse Mendez from Crown Point, Indiana. Don't forget it, guys. Yes, we're thankful to have him on our wrestling team. Absolutely. Wrestling squad, I guess is what they say. I didn't wrestle, guys. I watched more big-time wrestling when I was a kid than amateur wrestling.
Bust out the steel chairs, Eric. Bust out the steel chairs.
You made the scripted stuff?
Hey, man. Wrestling's real!
It's okay. The NFL scripted too.
That's right. It's all sports entertainment, JR.
That's right. Larry Daniels from Chattanooga. Larry Daniels is one of our members. We appreciate him. We have 5 members currently. We're waiting to see who number 6 will be. If all you got to do is hit the join button on our YouTube channel. $3.99 a month. And after you've been a member for a month, you'll receive one of these T-shirts. That literally says you are an official member of the Ohio podcast, the OHIO podcast. All right, boys, let's dive into it tonight. Let's start with the freshmen because I think that's kind of the exciting thing to talk about. This week, word coming out of the Woody Hayes Athletic Center that Jeremiah Smith is unguardable.
He's a beast.
That even our seasoned veteran cornerbacks, who are maybe the best in the country, are having trouble stopping this freshman one-on-one. He is the most physically ready freshman that has walked on campus at the wide receiver position since David Boston. I mean, That's saying something right there.
Yeah.
Over 20 some years, okay? And the fact that he is doing to these cornerbacks what reportedly is going on, and you have people like Emeka Egbuka, who is a projected first-round draft pick next year. You got Carnell Tate and Brandon Ennis, who were the 2 top wide receivers in the class last year. There is a chance, I'm one of the people, Chris, that says we need to pull the reins back when people get excited about freshmen. But it sounds like Jeremiah Smith is for real. Is there a legitimate chance he's starting game one in the Horseshoe as a true freshman over either Carnell Tate or Brandon Ennis, Chris?
You know, it's hard to say, Eric. He is, like you said, very physically gifted, extremely talented. I will say this. Ryan Day knows that this is a must-win season. He's got to go out. He's got to put his best players on the field. And if your best player is a freshman, then by all means, play the freshman. I mean, you know, he is – every piece of film we've seen on this kid has just been outstanding. I mean, and I think there is a chance that he could jump in front of, you know, possibly a Carnell Tate. I think Brian Hartline is so high on Brandon Ennis. I don't know that he's going to jump over Ennis. But, you know, Carnell Tate, we've seen flashes, but we haven't seen it consistent. And, you know, you saw him in spring last year. You said many of the same things that we're saying right now, though, about Jeremiah Smith.
I did.
However, he was not as physically gifted as what Jeremiah Smith is right now. As far as the actual, this kid looks like he's been in the Body by Mick program for a year already, Eric. I mean, he's a beast.
Right.
He's an athletic freak. And I said it the other day. It's like watching LeBron James when he went to the NBA. You know, so many times you see one of these guys who skips college, go to the NBA, and they just get physically dominated because they weren't physically, their body wasn't physically mature enough. This kid's got that physical maturity to go out there and play right now. And I think if Ryan Day and if, you know, Chip Kelly and Brian Hartline come to the consensus that, yeah, he is one of the three best players on this team. We've got to get him out there. He's going to be starting. And I'll tell you this, even if he doesn't start, he is going to play a significant role in many games this season. I really believe we've almost got a four deep at the receiver position, and they're going to have to find a way to get all these guys touches.
The fastest player ever since this became a tradition when Urban Meyer instilled it in the black stripe to ever lose his black stripe four practices, yep. And he lost his black stripe. They don't just do that, okay? No. That's legitimate. Adam, I see your question. We're going to address that next because that's a great question. JR, I'm going to come to you next. Do you think there's a legitimate shot that Jeremiah Smith is starting game number one?
Well, I think it depends on how things go, right? I think that with Emeka Ebuka, you have him kind of operating under similar instances to how Marv was operating last year in spring ball, which if you don't remember, essentially they started moving Marv into the slot, going back outside, sometimes into a double slot with somebody else in the slot four wide type of situation. And so I think it just kind of depends on what happens with the team that they're facing. If they feel like Emeka is better for the slot that game, then you might see Brandon Ennis off the field, and you might see a Jeremiah Smith and a Carnell Tate, because Jeremiah Smith, because of his size and physicality, he is more of an outside receiver. Does that mean he can't play the slot? No, but when you're more of something and you have as much talent as you have in Ohio State's wide receiver room, you can typically, you know, kind of stay in that spot. So I think it'll just kind of depend. Do I think it will happen game one? I don't think so, just because I do think that Brian Hartline is going to give credit to the guys that were there before him. And I mean, I know that we kind of harp on Ryan Day for it, but I mean, I've not seen anything from this coaching staff that would make me believe that they're just going to throw a freshman out there game one, just because they think, like, just because they think he might be a little better. I feel like this is the kind of coaching staff that starts the veterans first, unless it's a situation where somebody is that good, like Carnell Tate last year, where they gave him playing time, but he never really started. So it would be out of character. Chip Kelly did start a true freshman at quarterback last year at UCLA, so maybe he changes that, but at the end of the day, I haven't seen anything that would lead me to believe this is anything more than just kind of, you know, spring fun gossip type of stuff. Not that he won't play. I think he'll play a lot. But just the starting game one thing.
I want to go on record as saying it right now. I think this guy has the ability to have the impact as a true freshman that Maurice Clarett had.
That's high impact.
I truly believe he's got that much talent.
At the wide receiver position, though?
Well, I guess I wouldn't say... Okay, let me rephrase that.
Like relative for his position
relative
is what you mean.
Relative for his position.
Yeah.
I believe he has that kind of impact.
Fair
this
enough.
This is a guy that could go out there and have a 1,000-yard season this season. I truly believe that.
If Jeremiah can learn the offense, he starts week one. He has the skills, says Chris Smith. All right, Adam, let's pull into your and actually, Jeremiah Yoder asks a very good question, too. Adam Dowling, are you guys worried at all about the spring portal? The rumor is there is going to be crazy money thrown at guys on rosters since that Tennessee lawsuit. I am worried about the portal for attacking the depth on this roster at some positions where some guys who have been at Ohio State for 3-4 seasons and are getting passed over by the younger guys, specifically at, say, wide receiver position. I'm a little worried about some of the guys maybe on the defensive line who haven't had an opportunity to play a lot. If they don't believe that they're going to get significant playing time, I think the coaching staff is going to preach to them that it's a long season. You're all going to play. We're going to need the depth. So we don't want you to leave. But there are going to be some guys who are going to get that phone call because, let's face it, tampering, they're not going to do anything about it.
No.
They can't do anything about it. So it's going to happen. It's going to go on. And these guys are going to field phone calls, or their family's going to field phone calls from a lot of different schools in and around this country who feel like they can upgrade at a position and go and poach somebody who is not the big dog or starter at, say, Ohio State at a certain position. Specifically, I'm looking at defensive ends. I'm looking at wide receivers. I could see where maybe Dallin Hayden gets a phone call at running back, someone like that.
Probably from that very same Tennessee team who just won the lawsuit.
Maybe. I mean, head back home, brother, right?
let's hope not.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want him to, but, I mean, gosh, we've seen what the running back room depth-wise looks like under Tony Alford and his inability to keep guys healthy, whether that's his fault or not, that, and just saying that that was legitimately something that he struggled with the last few years. But that is a very good question, Adam Dowling, and it is a question that I think gets answered following this question from Jeremiah Yoder. Will most of the questions that we have be answered in the Buckeyes spring game? Maybe there will be more questions after the spring game. I believe that the questions that will be answered will be roster-based, not necessarily starter or backup-based, but more so certain positions with depth. The depth chart will be easier to look at when certain people might not be there.
Yeah.
So there is that to look into. I'll go back to you first, JR. Any worries about this roster getting poached after spring ball?
Yeah, so I did a video of this over on the Voice of College Football for Ohio State, which surprisingly got a good amount of pushback from Ohio State fans telling me I was disrespectful and a bad fan and that I was a terrible person for making the video, which... So I thought, well, we talk about if guys are going to commit to our school and recruiting or not. So I was like, and these guys are older, so whatever. But I just kind of found that funny. But I went through this exercise, kind of went through every position room. And Chris is shouting it out there. I appreciate that, Chris. He was messing with me in the comments. Said, JR, I think you're lost. This isn't the videos you're normally on. But anyway, so when I went through the quarterbacks, I felt like it was probably either Aaron Nolan, Julian Sain, I don't think so, maybe Lincoln Kienholz, but I didn't feel like confident in either of those. I feel like one of them's probably going to leave either this spring window or the next one after the season. But the guys that I, when I was going through making this, felt the most concerned about were James Peoples, Jaden Ballard, Keon Graves. Those are both wide receivers. Calvin Simpson-Hunt and Jahad Carter. Those were my five that I seemed to have the most concern on after scanning through some of their Twitter stuff and just looking at, you know, past history of what the coaches have done and stuff like that. Maybe you can convince me, Eric, but I don't really see much to be concerned about with the defensive line. I know Kenyatta Jackson had his kind of cryptic tweet last year that was like decisions ... but I don't know. I think him and Caden Curry are both set up to be the guys after JT and Jack leave, and they'll probably see sometime this year. But I know there was that Josh Pate tweet. I just, with the culture and everything that's going on right now, I just don't know. Like, I can't imagine we're going to lose any big starters. Can you guys?
Starters, no. I don't see us losing any starters. My concern, just like Eric said, just like you kind of reiterated, is in depth. My big concern was actually exactly what you just said there with those two defensive ends and Kenyatta Jackson and Curry. Those are my two big concerns because those are the guys that are next. Yeah, I mean, obviously the wide receiver room. I guess one of the bad parts about having a room full of five stars is that if they don't get a play, they're going to look for options. So obviously I think we lose some depth there. Quarterback, I'm kind of with you. I think it's either Keenholz. Everything tells me that, and I hope it's not so, but Aaron Nolan concerns me. Because, and I don't want to step on your toes, Eric, in case this is coming up, but Julian Sain's been balling out a lot.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yeah, so I could definitely see Aaron Nolan being a concern. And then, of course, you know, I think we lose either Lincoln and or Nolan. And guys, I mean, I don't think Devin Brown's going anywhere if he ends up number two in this competition. But what happens if Will Howard ends up as the number two in this competition?
He gone.
And I'm just going to leave it at that, Eric, because that might just be a nice segue into our next segment.
Thank you. That's what they call that in the biz. So we'll do it. We'll take it. Yeah. real fast, though. Kajana Carter, I'm really worried.
Kenyatta Jackson.
Kajana Carter?
I was going to say Jahad Carter for you.
I'm like having an episode tonight. Man, I need to have the roster open beside me. Kenyatta Jackson, I'm worried about because I think he can get not only, hey, come be a starter, but NIL. Big paycheck somewhere.
The kid's got big time talent. No doubt about it.
And yeah.
That one probably scares me more than anybody else. Although Curry, like I said, Curry as well.
I love Caden Curry, man.
Yeah.
I love that guy. I think he's really going to shine this year. I think he comes in late in games. He's fresh. He's going to dominate them tired offensive linemen.
Well, here's the thing. I think that they need to make it a point to talk to all these guys along that defensive line and let them know there's going to be a rotation.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you run that risk of losing these guys.
Yeah. I am, Chris. I'm having some moments tonight, apparently. Like I said, my brain is just literally fried from this week. So you'll have to excuse me. Okay. Speaking of freshmen, that was a little side tangent we just took there. That was good. Good questions, guys. Adam Dowling, thank you very much.
Keep them coming. Goder,
thank you very much. Yep, keep them coming. Julian Sain, apparently, I made a video weeks ago about the rumor that Julian Sain was just head and shoulders in the classroom advanced for where he was coming in. And the backlash on that video that Aaron and I took for making that video was ridiculous. And I feel a little bit justified that that what I heard and the source that I talked to who watched him in person saying, hey, he's legit. I feel justified because apparently he's doing so well. The coaches threw him in with the ones on Saturday and let him run with the ones. Now, you don't do that as a coach. Like, okay, so I'm going to relate this to when I coached basketball and I was running a varsity and a JV program. Every now and then, when a kid on the JV squad showed tremendous potential and earned the right to come and run with the varsity in practice, I would do that. I never did that if he wasn't physically ready to do that. Okay. You don't just throw somebody in with the ones to create controversy. Okay. Or to have a fat guy on YouTube talk about it. Okay. You do that if you're like, he's earned it. And number two, you want to see what it looks like. And apparently that's where we're at with Julian Sain already. Is it possible he could be the backup quarterback this year? I'm not saying he's going to be the starter. However, our offensive coordinator, Chris, you alluded to it. Chip Kelly started a freshman at quarterback. So it's not impossible. But what I'm asking is, do you think he could earn the backup, depending on a couple things? He earns it, and maybe we lose someone to the portal. Yes or no, Chris?
I think yes. I think he's already – I'm going to be honest. I think he's already moved to number three. I truly do. I think that's why he was taking first-team reps. You know, Chris Smith mentioned it, and you just put it up, Eric. These reps, especially right now, are valuable.
Yes, they are.
It's not to be taken lightly. If he's taking reps with the first team, he's moved up to number three on that depth chart, even though they may not be saying it. And there is a very good chance, specifically – should Devin Brown beat out Will Howard for that starting job, there's a very good chance that he is the number two guy going into the season because Will Howard transfers out if he doesn't get the starting job. If Devin Brown and Will Howard are both there, I think it's up in the air. But this I will say, and I said it earlier, you're going to field the best players that give you the best chance to win games. This is a make it or break it season for Ryan Day. Do I think he's going to be a starter? Not right away. Not this season, most likely. Could I see some scenarios where it ends up possible? Sure. But I definitely think it's very possible that he could end up number two on the chart.
JR.
Oh, I feel like either Will Howard or Devin Brown have to leave in order for Julian Sain to be the backup. I feel like Ryan Day likes Devin Brown too much to not make him the backup if Will Howard is a starter. And I think that Ryan Day is too loyal to his veterans to make Julian Sain the backup if Devin Brown is a starter. Do I think that Julian Sain could, you know, have a pseudo battle for the job and, you know, kind of be right there with him? I think so. I think he probably will be the third guy if it's not Lincoln Kienholz, if Lincoln Kienholz doesn't stick around. But backup guy, again, it's kind of like with Jeremiah Smith. Like, yes, Chip Kelly has done it, but I've not seen anything from Ryan Day to make me believe that he is going to trust, especially in the season where he's going to have to save his job, where he's going to trust his backup quarterback being a freshman quarterback. But
if Howard transfers out, if he loses the number one job, he's going to transfer out. Do you not agree? This is his last season.
If Howard most likely, yeah.
At that point, do you see him being the number two guy?
I think he could beat out Kienholz, yeah. because I think, unfortunately for Keenholz, I think that he didn't do himself any service with the bowl game, which I'm not saying it was completely his fault.
Right.
Because he was also third string all year, wasn't necessarily getting the first team reps and stuff like that. But I think that Ryan Day probably saw that and thought to himself, we need to get somebody a little bit more ready to come in if anything happens injury-wise.
I gotta answer this. Larry Daniels, how glad is everyone that Honda McCord drove to Syracuse? Look at what's transpired since then. Yeah, okay. McCord had his first meeting with the media this week. Did any of you guys see that interview?
No.
Oh my gosh, is it painful? He is trying to convince himself and do the mental math that the roster at Syracuse is comparable to what he had at Ohio State. He's trying to convince himself of that. And it's so painful to watch because he knows that that ain't true. It's just, woo. And the media is like feeding into it with him. And it's just like, this is not going to end well for you, buddy. So this is all really good stuff, guys. Good questions. We could probably talk about this all night, but I got to end with this scenario because we need to talk about running back coach before JR leaves. You got to record tonight, right, big guy?
Nope, I'm here the whole time. We moved our show to Monday.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, we moved it to Monday because got tournament games going on tonight, and I didn't want to try to podcast for basketball while the NCAA tournament is going on.
Oh, so. JR made my day. It's like opening up a present on Christmas morning, having JR for an extra 15 minutes. Man, get them questions ready, guys. Fire them away at JR tonight.
Sounds like overtime tonight, Eric.
Overtime, yeah. Sounds like we're doing a little NCAA overtime. So, remember back when Alabama went to a national championship? I believe Jalen Hurts was the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And things weren't going so well in the first half.
Enter Tua Tagovailoa.
And enter freshman Tua Tagovailoa. And the rest is history, right? Is there maybe in the back of your head a scenario Ryan Day saying, I want to make sure Julian Stain stays like invested enough and feels us pushing him along enough to where if the scenario were to present itself at the end of the season and either we have an injury at the quarterback position and or things aren't going well, I can pull the trigger and bring in that freshman to jumpstart this offense. That, I believe, is a possibility. And why wouldn't you entertain at least some of those thoughts looking at how that played out for Alabama back then? Just saying.
No, I'm okay, sorry. Bobby. Calm down there, Bobby.
That was good. Yes, Eric.
That's a good one, Bobby.
I could definitely see Ryan Day pulling something like that. You know, because let's face it, if Will Howard is the start of this season, he's not the future of this team. He's a one-year guy. He's a rental. So if there's an opportunity that presents itself and he believes that he can win with Julian Sain, I absolutely could see him making that move.
Chris Smith bringing some thunder. Cannot handle Sain the same way he handled Quinn Ewers.
That was exactly what I was going to say next.
I don't disagree at all.
So whenever the Sain stuff started coming out, that was the immediate thing that I first thought of is Ryan Day is not going to lose Julian Sain like he lost Quinn Ewers. And so I think that he is going to prioritize Ewers over Keenholz, most Sain. Likely. Or Seinholz, sorry. Yeah, Seinholz. Sain. I'm having brain farts too, Eric.
It's Chris spreading.
Is the only Sain one. Chris is the only Sain one tonight.
That's saying something too.
And I'm right, the exactly. old guy who stroked out. So.
No, but I think, you know, there were the rumors. Well, I don't know if they were rumors or if they were confirmed that, like, Quinn Ewers didn't travel to one game. And I know Buckeye Scoop talked about at one point that, you know, Kyle McCord, he went in for relief in a game and burned his red shirt when, like, Quinn Ewers should have gone in or something like that. And I think that's going to be kind of the biggest stuff we see, is Ryan Day is most likely going to be prioritizing for Devin Brown to get in, but also Julian Sain to get in at the end of the games and stuff like that, just to try to keep him happy. I don't know if he'll ever make it up to second on the depth chart, but I can definitely see out of all the backups, out of all the freshmen and Keenholz, I can definitely see Julian Sain getting the most kind of garbage time reps and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Bobby, I think you're right. Yeah. Ewers was never going to stay anyways. I think you're probably right.
It was a money grab.
It felt like it after the fact, you know. But I don't know. I mean, the fact that he reclassified himself and Ohio State didn't even really want that to happen kind of tells you it threw some things off the quarterback room moving forward.
Like our recruiting.
Yeah. Jeremiah Yoder, saying is the future of Ohio State football. The Buckeyes can't lose their future signal caller. I mean.
It's hard for us, as high as we've been on Aaron Nolan, to just
throw that out there. Okay. All right. I'm going to say it. I was big time Aaron Nolan fan.
Yeah.
Big time. And if you go back to last year and you watch some of the videos we made at the end of the season, I was so down on McCord that I was like, hey, Aaron Nolan can come in here and compete for the starting job.
Yeah. And we believe that.
At the time, there was no such thing as a Julian Sain to Ohio State. Okay. That happened after the fact. And even when he transferred and became a part of this class, I still, even after making that video, made it perfectly clear at the end of the video that I'm rooting for Aaron Nolan. And I still am, but I'm only reporting and regurgitating the information that's being fed to us that Julian Sain is just insane. And so all you can do is react to that. And that's not me trying to down Aaron Nolan at all. I like the kid. I really want him to succeed. I want him to do good. I think he's got a skill set that can win in the Big Ten and take Ohio State to where we want to go. But facts are just facts, and apparently Sain's the guy. I don't know how else to word it. So, yes, the Buckeyes can't afford to lose whoever that's going to be. Whichever one guy is going to be the future, they can't afford to lose them. And if you follow recruiting and the way the recruiting has changed for Taven St. Clair out of Bell Fountain, they're making him out to be the second coming of Cam Newton, the way they're talking about that kid. Yeah. And I mean, I think they need to slow their roll a little bit there. I mean, he's got a live arm, but my gosh, I mean, guys, that kid went from like being a no name to being a 5-star can't miss second best quarterback in the country. And like fast, they made that fast.
You know why he jumped that high, right?
Was it one of the camps he went to and did really well, or what's going on?
No.
With that? Okay.
So Ohio State always knew about him and always really, really liked him. Apparently Ryan Day had a relationship with his father somehow previously. I don't know how. I didn't get all the details on it, but apparently he knew St. Clair's father somehow. And so St. Clair always did really, really well at Bell Fountain. Well, all of a sudden, one off season, he comes back to camp. So I guess you're right. It was part of camp. He comes back to camp, and the kid is like 6 inches taller and like 60 pounds heavier. And it's like Ryan Day looked at him, and he was like, that's my kind of kid. Because he was like the exact right size for what you want the quarterback to be at that spot. And he just keeps growing into his role and growing into being the freshman and stuff like that. And so they're talking about, like, if this kid hits the weight room the right way, and I guess Bell Fountain has a good strength and conditioning program. I don't know much about high school football, but that's what I hear, is that it's good there. And if he follows that strength and conditioning program well, and follows his kind of private trainers and stuff like that well, they're saying that this could be one of the like the best body types of a freshman that Ohio State has seen in a long time in a freshman quarterback.
So just to clarify, JR, he went from a 3-star to 5-star because of puberty.
Basically, yes.
I wish I could go through puberty again.
I wish I gained 60 pounds and people made me a 3-star to a 5-star, but, you know,
I think
that doesn't happen when you're old.
Yeah, if I gain another 60 pounds, I'm going to bust like a tick. Matty Butcher, evening, fellas. Hope all is well. We're doing good, brother. Good to see you. The F1 was in Australia today. Saw that, my man. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to reset the board here. And we're going to talk about the running back coach position because I got some questions. Just put it to you that way. I've got some questions. Hang tight, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
The OHIO podcast is brought to you by Mastermind. Mastermind specializes in 360-degree, high-definition mobile video mapping, GIS integration, and traffic safety studies. Mastermind cares about traffic safety and keeping you safe on the roadway. Visit Mastermind at onlinemastermind.com.
If you haven't already, hit the like button. If you're following us on YouTube, please do that. We really do appreciate that. That does help the channel out immensely. Feel free to share it as well with all of your friends on social media. That helps the community grow here. And if you haven't already, please consider joining and becoming a member of the OHIO podcast. That is the best way you can help us. $3.99 a month. Your way of saying thank you. We'll be able to send you a t-shirt in the mail in about a month. Also, you'll get some perks. There's some videos that we have that are for members only. You'll also be able to go to our website, theohiopodcast.com, and there's a new link at the top. It says store. Chris is running our online store. Chris has been running a store for many years, Ohio State store for many years, and Chris has got some exciting news. He sent me an email that Ohio State, him and Ohio State had talked, and we're all good. Everything's good. And so they're not going to be sending in me any more cease and assist letters.
That's right.
You can go on there, and there are some really awesome items that we have for sale. And
officially licensed Ohio State merchandise.
Yes. So we worked that out. It's all good. So you can go onto our website, theohiopodcast.com, go over to the store section, and purchase yourself some memorabilia. We've got some really cool things coming out soon, very soon. So we got the store up and running. It's a little bit nuts and bolts right now. There are some really cool items, but we're going to have some autographs that are going to be coming out your way that are available. We're going to be having some more OHIO podcast things. I ordered tumblers this week, so we're going to be having some sweet tumblers that'll be available. I'm working with a company about t-shirts. We've got a couple t-shirt ideas. I know some of you have been asking about ball caps, some hats. We'll make those available as well. Although those are right now, if you go and you try to buy or create merch or anything, if you have looked into that, ball caps are really expensive, especially
some of the stocking caps for all the hipsters, Eric.
Well, we have one left.
That's not enough, Eric.
I know. Well, it's getting warmer out, though, Chris. No one wants to wear it when it's warm out.
The hipsters wear them when it's 110 outside.
I need this bathrobe. This is what I need. I need me a good silk touch. Not just silk touch. Red bathrobe.
JR, I want you to know.
I will wear it during a podcast.
Oh, yes! Yes! All right, so here's what we're going to do, guys. Here's the game tonight. If we can get you guys to raise, what's JR's number tonight? $40?
Sure, 40 bucks.
If you guys can raise $40 on Super Chats tonight, we're going to send that thing to JR, and he's going to wear it live on a podcast. I think that's a phenomenal idea.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
$40. Put your money in Super Chats tonight. We need $40 raised. That's my wife.
Don't be doing that Ric Flair stuff where you run around there with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Smith's checking it out. He saw we have a Craig Krenzel bobblehead on there. That's right. $40 in Super Chats tonight, guys.
The official Wild Man specs are on there.
The official Wild Man aviators are in the store as well. There we go.
They will be. Not there yet.
Awesome. All right, guys.
I don't see the specs yet. They will be, I guess.
They will be there.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. $40 in Super Chats tonight. We get JR doing his Ric Flair in the Ohio State Silk Touch bathrobe on the podcast. Let's see if we can make that happen. All right, guys, let's talk a little bit about the running back coach position. Well, whoa, we're halfway there. Chris Smith with a $20 Super Chat. He says, I don't want to see that. I will pay double to not see that.
I'll wear an undershirt. I'll wear an undershirt. Don't worry.
Oh, no, JR. We want to see them beautiful boobies, my man. Come on.
Boobs.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Chris. We really appreciate that. We're halfway there. Okay. So word came out this week that, well, first off, as we discussed Friday night in our call-in show, Chris, some of the guys who we thought we were going after, it seems like didn't get the jobs or Ohio State to kind of negotiate a better deal at their current school. Now, word came out. I read this yesterday and I was like, who? And I don't even know if I'm pronunciating his name correctly. Markel Blackwell? Markel Blackwell, $4.99 from Larry Daniels. Let's go, JR, buddy. We are $15 and a penny away. $15 and a penny away from seeing your Ric Flair.
Bobby just said, here's my donation, and didn't even super chat.
Does he have to strut into the room and woo as he sits down in his robe?
I don't know. I think Bobby's on Facebook. So
oh, that's right. I forgot.
I don't. Yeah. So Bobby, if you send a donation, Facebook doesn't let us know. Like they don't even.
They have like stars or something on Facebook, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He said I sent via Facebook. So.
All right. I'll have to look into that while we do this. Let's get this in the
car. Sorry. Anyway, get the running back coach done.
Markell Blackwell. Okay. Let me run through the list of where he's been recently. So, and I'm just going to go recent, okay? He started as the running back coach in Western Kentucky in 2012. Jumped around to a high school, over to Florida as a quality control guy. In 2016 and 2017, he was a running back coach at Toledo. 2018, running back coach at West Virginia. 2019, he was the co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at Houston, and then moved over or down, I guess you will, the next two seasons to running back coach at Houston. 2022, he was the running back coach at Ole Miss. 2023, last season, running back coach at Texas A&M. This year, he took a job at South Carolina as the running back coach. My gosh, dude, seriously, he can't stay at more than one place for a year or two max. I don't know if this is good.
But you know what? You said two interesting things there.
Okay.
One was Ole Miss. Where did Judkins come from?
Ole Miss, but he would have been a freshman that year.
Number two, Texas A&M.
What's that have to do with anything?
Isn't that where our AD came from?
Yeah, but I can't imagine that the athletic director
probably did not have a great deal of impact, but he's at least probably had at some point some face time with the guy.
Okay. I'll take that. So JR, what are you hearing about this? Because quite frankly, after Friday night, I was ready to say Pepe Pearson or Scotty Graham. Either one, I'm happy.
Yep, I've been good.
I was on the phone before we got on here, and to be honest, it's not very fun to talk about. It's not going particularly well. Everybody that they reach out to, they kind of try to use it as leverage to stay where they're at right now, and nobody wants to lose a running back coach in the middle of spring practice. So, from the beginning, I knew that Ryan Day's goal was to get through spring practice and then make this hire unless he had somebody that was ready to come right away, and it was like their preference that they came right away. DeMarco Murray was that way. DeMarco Murray sped everything up, wanted to be the top guy, and wanted to do that. Well, turns out, depending on who you listen to, he used Ohio State or, you know, Oklahoma just made a really good offer. I don't know what the truth is there, and that just kind of...
I had heard that Ohio State had lowballed. Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know anything about the dollar amount. I was told that it wasn't far off what Oklahoma offered him, though. Okay. But Oklahoma did offer more for more years. So Blackwell is one that I have heard, but I think he's staying put. I actually don't think Blackwell is all that promising of a candidate, just from the discussions I've had. The guy actually at Missouri, Curtis Looper, I think it's Looper, L-U-P-E-R. He is the running back coach at Missouri. They just had that really good running back this year. What was his name? He was in the bowl game.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, but anyway, he had a really good year this year, and I've heard that Ryan Day has gotten contact with him. There is another mystery candidate out there that I have been given hints to who he is.
Cody Schrader.
Yeah. And he was like from JUCO or something like that.
Yeah.
There's another mystery candidate out there that I have not actually been told the name of. I asked what the name was, and I was told that apparently Ryan Day is very stressed out about this guy and does not want anybody to say his name to anybody. So it because he doesn't want him to get he doesn't want his employer to get a sniff
like DeMarco Murray's did and stuff like that. If I had to guess based on the information I've been given, previous time in the SEC with top-tier programs, has kind of moved around a lot, didn't just coach running backs, has coached multiple positions, has signed multiple five-star recruits, no five-star running back recruits, but five-star recruits in other areas down south, kind of considered an expert in down south recruiting. The best I could come up with on that was Larry Porter at North Carolina. If you look at Larry Porter, where he's been, what he's done, and he had a really, really good running back this year. Hampton, I think, was his name this year. And the other thing is that they said he had experience dealing with multi-running back systems, which the year before at North Carolina, he had like three rushers all over 400 yards or something like that. So that was the best name I could come up with. And then this is really puzzling to me. I don't know how far to go with this, so take it for what it's worth. I also thought, like, I also heard the name Bill O'Brien when it came to the offense coordinator, but I thought Bill O'Brien would be used more as a resource than an actual coaching candidate. Turns out he was a coaching candidate. I don't know if this guy is a coaching candidate or if he's being used as a resource or if Ryan Day is just messing with that team up north doing this. Mike Hart apparently is still in contact with Ryan Day.
I'm not angry about that.
I'm not angry about it either, but I do know that
he will be, but
yeah, Chris would not like that. But again, I don't know if that means he's a candidate. I don't know if that means that he is like helping Ohio State because Sherrod Moore did him wrong. You know, the team up north did him wrong. I have no idea. I don't know what that means. I don't think Ryan Day would hire him. That Ryan Day just doesn't strike me as that kind of guy. But yeah, I was told that Mike Hart interviewed for the job and Mike Hart is continuing to talk to Ryan Day. Take that for what it's worth. I don't know what it means exactly, but that's what I've been told.
Okay, real quick, let's take a poll in the chat. Yes or no? Would you like Mike Hart to be the next running back coach at Ohio State? Yes or no? Let me know in the chat. Chris, you're first. Yes or no?
You even have to ask.
That's a no. So we have one vote for no.
There is so much venom I could spew right now. The only reason I don't is because I'm not sure if I took my blood pressure medicine today.
Okay, fair enough. JR, yes or no?
I mean, if I'm being honest, guys, I thought Mike Hart was a better running back coach than Tony Alford. I
sure looked like it.
What'd you say, Chris?
I don't dispute that.
I don't know. Like, part of me thinks it would be kind of funny to, like, I tweeted out the day that Tony Alford left and I said, like, Ohio State has the opportunity to do the funniest thing ever and put the Ohio State logo on Mike Hart's hat. I mean, it would be hilarious, but at the end of the day, like, I don't think Ryan Day would do it because he's not a good enough recruiter. Yes, he can develop guys like he did with Blake Corum, but he also had stinkers like Donovan Edwards, who, you know, he was good the year before, but this past year he wasn't anything near that you expected him to be.
He's actually kinda my second choice. Everybody else is tied for first.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Would I hate it? No. Would I love it? Probably not. Would I utilize it in such a way to kind of, you know, smash it in the face of the team up north fans? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You best believe I'll be making a video about thanks for the trade, you know?
Especially when they talked about how much better all their running backs were and all this stuff. And
Yeah. Jeremiah Yoder, that's a no, I'm guessing. He says Mike Fart. Bobby McCormick's on Chris. He gives you no, no, no. Bobby McCormick gave us a $10. So we're at $5 and a penny to go, guys. $5 and a penny to go to see our lovely in the know, JR, in a Ric Flair Ohio State robe for the podcast. JR Happiness, if Alfred can switch, why can't Hart? He says yes. Chris Smith says, I guess yes. This is kind of a maybe Chris's. I don't know. This is a yes or no. He said third choice. We've got a no. Odysseus 2002 says absolutely not. Larry Daniels says yes. Let's take their plays while we're at it, right? They have ours. Let's see here. Ryan Wickerham, yes. give him a few years and see what happens. It's very split, man.
Yeah, what happens is he drags the program down.
Well, I mean,
what? And not
so,
only that,
Chris, hold on. So, Chris,
what does it say about Ryan Day's character if he brings on a guy from a team that cheated their way to a title?
What if that's the guy who called it in, Chris? What is that?
He's the only one to come out and say it.
We talked about it. He might not be able to because the court might be saying, hey, you're not allowed to talk about this.
I don't see that there's a gag order on that.
Hold on. Chris, would you say Mike Hart is a better, worse, or the same running back coach to Tony Alford?
Better.
And you still don't want him?
Still don't want him. I don't
would
want
you say that
that's ever worn the maize and blue or maize and blue, whatever you want to call the crap colors they have. I don't know anybody that's ever worn that uniform on the sideline.
Okay, I can respect that.
And go ahead, give me your little Bourne reference there now, Eric. It's okay.
Which one, Jason? Zach? Which one do you want to talk about?
Let me just tell you, I don't care. If they played in that stinkhole that is Ann Arbor, I don't want anything to do with them.
It is
and
a stinkhole.
If they coached at that stinkhole that's in Ann Arbor, I darn sure don't want anything to do with them.
Ryan Day went and grabbed two coaches off the roster before.
Doesn't make it right.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's pull it back and talk a little bit about this. I said this Friday night, and I'm going to say it again. If Ryan Day's having this much trouble filling this position, why in the heck is he not giving Pepe Pearson the opportunity? And I know some people have talked about Scotty Graham as well. Both former Buckeyes, both running back coaches, both who apparently, from what I hear, want the job. I know for a fact Pepe Pearson wants it bad. He wants it bad. So much so, he sent Eddie George, his good buddy, to say, Eddie, to like promote him to get it. What, JR, why aren't either one of these guys seem to be on Ryan Day's radar?
So I think the issue with Scotty Graham is how much he's kind of hip-hopped around and not been like solid in college coaching for a long time. And the other piece of that is that Ryan Day wants somebody.
Scotty Graham?
Right. Wasn't he the one that was the AD and then he went to college coaching? Yeah.
So why in the world would he entertain Markell Blackwell then? He's hopped around like it's – I'm not even –
Well, but he's been hopping around in coaching, like in coaching jobs.
Okay, so Scotty Graham – okay, so he's been hopping from administration back to the
– Yeah, because he was with the NFLPA.
That's a concern of mine as well, right? I said the same thing Friday night.
And the other issue is that Ryan Day wants somebody with deep South ties, because one of Ryan Day's biggest issues with Tony Alford is because Tony Alford was supposed to be his main Florida guy, but two cycles in a row, Tony Alford lost running backs in the state of Florida, where, you know, Ryan Day is essentially like, dude, why do we have you down in Florida if you can't get Florida guys up here? Let's put Brian Hartline down in Florida because he can actually – I mean –
Why do we feel a need to go after Florida running backs anyways? Look at freaking Texas for your running backs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't tell you exactly why. I just know that the South is where Ryan Day wants somebody with expertise in this position. And I don't think he thinks Scotty Graham has that expertise. The Pepe Pearson, I'm just kind of honestly just as perplexed as you are. Every time I ask about him, it's kind of like no new news. And so I'm like, well, does that mean he's out of the race? And they're like, no, not necessarily is. Okay, does that mean that he got a second interview? No, not necessarily. Is Ryan Day still talking to him? We don't know. It's like very, very quiet, which leads me to believe there's possibly something there. If I had to make a prediction, honestly, I would say that like, they're being so quiet about Pepe Pearson, he would be, like, my dark horse prediction right now. Because they don't want somebody to figure out about it for some reason or whatever. Because Ryan Day has gotten this, like, you know, I need to be secretive now. Now that he lost DeMarco Murray and now that he lost Robert Gillespie and all these guys. Like, he's like, I need to be secretive now and not let people know what's going on. And so maybe he's, like, trying to be secretive until after spring camp ends. I don't know. But it's very, very interesting that every time I ask about Pepe Pearson, it's like, yeah, no, new update. And I'm like,
Here's the thing, right. though. There's no need to be secretive about Pearson. Pearson's the one who came out and said he wanted the job.
Why would there
be a need to be secretive? It's not like his school, the school he's working at right now, is not going to be able to match the money that Ohio State can throw
right.
at him.
Right.
So they know that Ohio State is where his heart lies. So why have to be secretive?
If there's one argument that could be made why you wouldn't want Pepe Pearson, it could be because Ryan Day could say he doesn't have the experience at Division I level or at the high Division I level that we are looking for. However, at his press conference Tuesday, Ryan Day came right out and said that that's not a big deal to him. And then he highlighted Brian Hartline as one of the reasons why, and James Laurinaitis, that these guys are great recruiters and they just, you know, kind of stepped into the job. We didn't know what we really had until they started.
Eric, are you just – I just want to clarify. Are you saying that great former Buckeyes players become great current Buckeye recruiters?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know.
Just trying to clarify.
I know.
My only other thought is maybe, just maybe, because obviously, you know, Eddie George is the head coach down there. Is it possible that when Eddie George talked to Ryan Day about Pepe Pearson, he said, hey, you're going to have a whole lot easier time finding somebody once your guy leaves. It's going to be harder for me to find somebody. Pepe's not coaching at TSU anymore.
No, he's not with Eddie anymore.
Oh, he's not there anymore?
No, he's at like
Turlington State.
Tungsten or something like that.
I thought that's why Eddie George vouched for him so much because he was on his staff.
Mm-mm.
Why did he leave?
Just got another. I think he's an OC there now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he's moving up.
Okay. All right. I see. I didn't even know that because, like, they don't talk about him. No new updates. Like,
I want to answer this, Chris Smith. Mike Hart not having a job yet is a huge red flag for me. Not necessarily when you look into his health condition. That might be one of the reasons why Mike Hart isn't coaching a job and why he's not coaching in Ann Arbor, and again, in all honesty.
Again, Eric, timing is everything too.
It is.
Right now, there's not a ton of openings out there because most coaching positions have been filled by this point.
Jar of Happiness. Hartline didn't have coaching experience. No, he didn't. He was brought on as he came in to run with the receivers.
Yes.
When they were prepping for the national championship, he was still quasi trying to see if he had another season or two left in the NFL. Yeah. And so he came in and ran with the receivers, had such a great time that, Urban asked if he wanted to stick around as a junior assistant or whatever they call that, right? A grad assistant. And he said, sure. He's made millions. What do I care? I get to hang out, work out, and be around the kids. Sure, absolutely. And then the whole Zach Smith thing happened, and he was the guy sitting there ready to jump into that position. Before he was the wide – and remember, he was the interim wide receiver coach.
Right.
And before he had done that, he had zero coaching experience outside of what happened at – the Woody Hayes Athletic Center under Urban when he was running with the boys.
Can I tell you something interesting about that?
Yes.
There is belief, and I'm not saying it's true. There is belief that one of the reasons why Urban asked Brian Hartline to stick around is because Urban wanted Brian Hartline to be the new wide receiver coach. Because he thought that he would be a better recruiter and that he would give him more of the style of wide receiver that he wanted. And that, again, that's the belief from people close to the situation, is that Urban Meyer knew that Zach's days were probably numbered, and that Brian Hartline was kind of like his backup if and when, most likely when, ever Zach kind of moved on. That's the belief. Not saying it's true. Not saying that.
Maybe he just knew that Zach was going to be moving on.
Let's get off this topic. This is going nowhere fast to help this show. I promise you. Let's just get off this topic. God.
Well, okay. Just belief. Just belief.
Again, are we, Eric?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to field any. I don't want to field a phone call. I had a question for you, JR, that I wanted us to talk about here in overtime. That. Quite, and now I'm trying to remember what it was, but because I don't know, I don't even remember what it was. So why do you even try to even come up with something at this point?
I think it's off topic. Just roll with something else.
It did. You guys just made me have like have flashes of oh no moments there. Anyways, this has been a good show, guys. We've enjoyed it. I do want to say this. Congratulations. We mentioned Jesse, who won the national championship at 141 pounds for Ohio State in wrestling. The women's hockey team won a national championship today at the Frozen Four, beat Wisconsin. They lost to Wisconsin last year in the Frozen Four in the championship, so they revenged that loss, beat them this year. That is their second in the last 3 years national championship for the Ohio State women's hockey team. Also, our pistol team won a national championship this weekend. Yay for shooters. I mean, that one I don't really know how to react to. It's kind of
like the fourth one in a row or something like that.
Add that resume.
Yeah, it is. It's wild. Apparently, I heard someone say, apparently Ohio State's a shooting school. I thought that was pretty clever.
Shooter you.
Yeah.
Yet it's the Michigan defensive tackles who are walking around with the guns. Just saying.
Yeah. Hey, who had on their bingo card that Ohio State men's basketball would play longer in their season than the women's did? Would.
They just got inspired today.
I mean, that's wild.
They looked uninspired.
Bobby McCormick, fencing going for Natty is also. Yeah, I did see that. We're good with swords and guns at Ohio State. So let's get to know. Guys, we need someone to step up and give us a $5 and a penny super chat so we can put that robe on JR. We got just a couple more minutes left. Someone dump $5 and a penny on us for super chat to get JR that beautiful silk touch Ric Flair Ohio State robe so he can wear that live on one of our shows. Yes, Chris.
No, I'm just,
okay.
I'm good.
Oh gosh. So JR happened. I thought the Ladybugs were going all the way. Apparently not.
Well, I'll tell you, there was an interesting chat I noticed on one of the many Facebook sites I'm a member of today where they referenced McGuff to a football coach who always does great in the regular season and falls down at the end. You should have seen the debate that sparked over that one, man. First of all, okay. They didn't win it. They did not look inspired, like I said. They did not play a good game today. I think the bigger issue here is just the hate that Ohio State fans treat each other with, I guess is what I took off this post.
Man, are you waking up to that fact, Chris?
But I mean, it was just nasty. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, yeah, I say some things that get some comments, and I'm okay with that.
Uh-oh. Bobby McCormick said he's not going to let this pass. He sent us five more stars. We hit the 40. Chris, we're going to have to be putting that in the mail to JR.
$50 now.
No. JR.
You had 50, you should have said it to begin with.
JR, I cannot wait for this. Is going to be the best. We're gonna promote the heck out of this one, guys. Thank you so much, everybody who donated tonight. We really do appreciate that. Bobby McCormick stepping up, giving the what was left. Chris Smith gave a big donation to get it going. That day, Chris, I'll let you know when it happens so that way you can just listen to the audio version. not have to worry about seeing JR flex his pecs.
Do you remember that when we started doing that, when we started doing the video and you did the Stone Cold entrance for
Aaron,
For Aaron rather, you realize you're going to have to play the Ric Flair entrance music for.
Oh yeah, of course.
JR. He's going to have to enter the room in his robe and he's going to have to give us a woo.
Oh yeah. That's going down that way. Absolutely. We're going to make, can you flex your pecs, JR? Can you make them dance?
Oh no.
No. Oh man. Gotta learn how to do that, buddy.
Shimmy my shoulders, baby.
At least give us the guns, you know. That's.
Oh my goodness, Larry says, "Great night, thanks for the donors, appreciate it." Chris Smith, great stuff, guys. Thank you. You guys are welcome. We appreciate doing this for you all. Another great show. We'll have some videos for you this week. I actually got a. If you haven't watched the video I have up with the Cincinnati. Let's go Beer Cats podcast guy. Yeah. We broke down recruiting in Cincinnati and how Kentucky is crawling through Cincinnati into the state of Ohio and trying to steal some big time recruits from the Bearcats and the Buckeyes. We're going to have another one of those this week with Toledo, and that's going to be great. A Toledo podcast can come on, talk Rockets, but also Ohio State and Michigan and that border to the north of us, and how Toledo plays a part of that is going to be incredibly interesting. Don't miss that show. That's called Border Wars, so that'll be out this week. We'll be doing our live call-in show again this week at some point, Chris. So either Thursday or Friday. Friday nights have been good, especially the second part of the show. But, yeah, Larry, thank you very much. He said plug the call-in show again. Absolutely. Guys, the call-in show is great. It is awesome to have so many of you guys call in. We had a gentleman who went by the name Coconut Dreams from the Philippines called us Friday night to talk ball. That was awesome. And he left the show by having his little Filipino wife. He goes, "OH," and hear her go, "Ayo." That was fantastic. So make sure you check out the call-in show. And if you've ever wanted to call in and talk to Chris, myself, JR, Aaron, that's the time to do that. So make sure you come back and do that as well. Head on over to theohiopodcast.com, theohiopodcast.com. Click store. It'll take you right to the store that Chris runs. All kinds of awesome Ohio State items available there for you. Check that out.
And don't forget, our members get free shipping.
And our members get free shipping. So if you want to be a member, go over to YouTube, hit the join button. It's only $3.99 a month to become a member. We get a t-shirt in a month. We'll send that to you as well. And we have all kinds of great Ohio State or Ohio podcast, the OHIO podcast items going to be put up on that store here very soon. So we're going to be adding to that. JR, go ahead and plug the Big Ten Huddle and what you guys got going on this week.
Yep, just the Big Ten Huddle. We live show tomorrow night. We'll talk. I don't think we're going to talk NIT. My co-host, Kent, he said he hasn't watched NIT, so we probably won't talk Buckeyes, unfortunately. But we'll talk all the things going on in the NCAA tournament. We'll laugh at some Michigan State shenanigans losing. We'll probably talk about Michigan's head coach and Dusty May and how Ohio State was going to hire him, but they didn't. So he had to settle for a team up north. I'm gonna call him a little bit.
He's going to leave that program in a year or two.
I know. That's the whole reason I didn't want him is because I'm convinced he's going to go to Indiana once Woodson leaves. But
I think that question was asked in the interview, and he was honest with them that's his dream job. I think they probably asked, "What's your dream job?" And he probably said Indiana.
I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about just all the things going on with the NCAA tournament. Football Tuesday nights at 9, and then we'll do previews of the NCAA tournament, Sweet 16, stuff like that, on Wednesday night at 9. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every night at 9. Come check us out.
Chris and I will be here busting out videos. Yes, Chris.
Jar, just real quick. Dusty made in Michigan, right?
Yes.
So does that mean that LeBron Jugga's son's going to Michigan?
Let's hope not. That would be awful.
Let's hope so.
Well, no, his second son is supposed to be better.
Those poor boys will never live up.
Yeah, they'll never be as good as Michael Jordan's boys. They don't stand a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I feel sorry for him. In all honesty, I really do.
I feel worse for the first son because LeBron's putting all the pressure on him to go to the NBA draft when he's not even ready yet, and somebody's gonna draft him just to get LeBron and then cut him the day later. Anyway,
yeah, go they're on. They're gonna run that promo where father, son are on the same floor at the same time, and then it's going to be done.
JR, you know what? No matter what you think of LeBron, and honestly, I try not to, but fact is, he's a pretty smart businessman. He'll have it in his contract where his kid's got a no-cut deal for a year.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Awesome, guys. Like, share, subscribe. Check out our videos this week. We'll have I'll let you all know when we're doing the live call-in show. It'll be either Thursday or Friday night at 8 o'clock. We'll be back next week this time, same bat channel. And JR will be maybe wearing a bathrobe very, very soon.
Hey, next week I'll be here the whole time too. During the NCAA tournament, we're doing Monday nights instead of Sunday
nights. We need to get that robe sent to him tomorrow.
You know, let's just hope that Aaron doesn't catch the show tonight and we can surprise him with this next week.
Yeah, that would be great. He would probably
look at his job. Face will be great.
Be kind to one another. I owe someone's OH. Till next time, guys. OH!
I owe.
Go Bucks.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.